This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
Again, the last 30 minutes, I laid out a lot of the history of what's happening. I laid out what's currently going on, and it's all just in public view. It's just amazing how accurate my sources were 5 years ago, 4 years ago, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, right through to the last few days, that there is a major civil war going on, and that the leaks are from U.S. intelligence mainly. The Russians were behind the whole carbon tax leak because that was affecting them. 6 years ago, and the whole UN treaty that was shot down in flames. And so they're attempting to have false flags claiming Russians are killing power plants. They're putting up fake videos on CNN. They've been caught. That's coming up. Running fake video of the Russian hackers, you know, saying they have footage of them hacking to brainwash their mindless idiot viewers. This is just an epic time to be alive right now. And we have the leaked audio of Kerry. And you need to also retweet that, everybody, from Real Alex Jones, because it's so important. And we have Julian Assange to Hannity, source for WikiLeaks, not Russian. And Assange never comes out about his sources. He says that clearly, this is an attempt to delegitimize Trump. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be going over all of this today in detail. Right now, let's just back-to-back. Let's play first Assange saying they're trying to delegitimize Trump, and then which is clear. It's like saying the sky's blue. And then let's get into the next Assange piece where he lays out the fact that his source is not Russian for the big hacked emails of Hillary. Here it is.
Our publications had wide uptake by the American people. They're all true. But that's not the allegation that is being presented by the Obama White House. So why such a dramatic response? Well, the reason is obvious. They're trying to delegitimize the Trump administration as it goes into the White House. They are trying to say that President-elect Trump is not a legitimate president.
Can you say to the American people unequivocally that you did not get this information about the DNC, John Podesta's emails? Can you tell the American people 1,000% you did not get it from Russia or yes. Anybody associated with Russia?
We can say, we have said repeatedly over the last 2 months that our source is not the Russian government, and it is not state party.
So, this is Hillary and Obama's last warning. The fact that Assange has come out and said it's not the Russians, the fact that he talked about the DNC staffer that got shot 4 times in the back being one of their sources, the fact that Obama is moving forward trying to start a war with Russia tells you how much danger we're in. They may start a major war. They're trying to sell one. All this war hysteria you see is just that. And what's crazy is the average liberal is really a low-information voter who's super stupid. We all know. Every time you see a car driving slow in the fast lane, it's always a liberal. They usually have a bumper sticker, you know, on their car or whatever that says it. Because they're just idiots. They just buy into all the hype, and they're fighting racists and homophobes, and Trump's waving a rainbow flag. I mean, they don't even know what planet they're on, okay? And NPR is like the Let's Have War with Russia channel. And so they're all just running around going, Russian scum, infiltrated. Our country got taken over by a multinational combine financed by the globalists, financed by the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, Soros, allied with the communist Chinese, who were so arrogant, they chew Obama out when he gets out on the tarmac, because they have deals. And the military told him, you're going to square up to China, or we're going to release everything. So he's trying to placate the military and the Americana patriots while the Soros people are ordering him to do all this, to the point the Chinese say, get him off the back of the plane, and they chew him out on the tarmac. They hack us and steal all the data because Obama gives it to them, and they're blackmailing him with that. And they're just, they steal the sub, and Obama grovels. because they've got all the dirt on him. The Clintons have always been Chinese operatives. The Clintons are on the payroll of the communist Chinese publicly.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Katie Armour raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate-forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmour.com, C-A-T-I-armour.com. Come and take it.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
I don't know how this is going to end, New World Order, but you want to have a fight? Better believe you got one. I want to salute all the patriots that are watching and listening to this broadcast who've been fighting tyranny for so long. I want to salute everybody out there that has been getting ridiculed and attacked for decades, exposing the globalist program, so that now, as they tried to go full operational, everybody had been warned over and over again and made fun of us, and now they know, oh, it wasn't a joke, it was real, and now the tide is turning just like that, and the weight of this is so seismic, so historical, it is bone-crushing. Liberty always trumps tyranny if we decide we want it. Now, I've got Q Carter and, of course, Patrick Riley, two of my good friends. They work here at InfoWars with some big announcements here that was planned for weeks. But I'm going to recap the top stories, what's coming up, and then Dr. Steve Pachinik, former head of psychological warfare. I'll just say it. It's not a secret. At the Central Intelligence Agency, not the State Department, is going to be joining us coming on. And, of course, he's obviously not out of the CIA. It's just time to be public about all this, okay? The point is, he wants to come on, he's going to come on. They got a bunch of other sources even more high level than him with the stuff, everything that's happening. There is a giant counter coup going on right now against the globalists, allied with China and Saudi Arabia, that hijacked the country. They're trying to try a huge war with Russia. You've got a huge media war trying to suppress this, trying to shut up the American people, trying to bring in all this tyranny. And they're failing. So there is a civil war going on. They've got 16 days trying to stop this. They're trying to start a war with Russia. They're trying to openly shut down the free press. They've passed laws to do it. They're acting and behaving as if Trump isn't even going to be there. Okay? And Trump knows that. But the good news is almost everybody in the 16 intelligence agencies knows exactly what's going on right now. They know the country's on its deathbed if we don't beat these people. So the delusionals, they call us deplorables, the delusionals, inside the Obama administration and their camp followers at the CFR need to know there are massive data dumps that make what WikiLeaks released before, there's stuff 10 times worse, okay? You want to know what some of the stuff I've been told by multiple level sources is in there? Hillary being told what to do by the Chinese president. There's phone calls, there's emails, there's communiques, there's couriers. They've had it for decades. The Clintons are communist agents through Don Tyson and Tyson Chicken. That's what the Chinese are experts at, is infiltrating through business. They don't just get money from the Chinese. They're Chinese communist agents. Okay, and I've been told that by people in defense intelligence, CIA. And, folks, I don't just mean like your low-level analyst or these, you know, rich kids that go to Harvard or Yale and run around and talk into their sleeve and stuff. I mean the real people that overthrow governments, you name it. They're Chinese communist agents. They had a plan to double-cross America. They thought they had us. That's why they're so arrogant. Everything we do is a plan to demoralize us and make us feel weak and pathetic. It didn't work. Am I perfect? Is Trump perfect? No. Are any of us perfect? No. But the truth is we love this country, and we want to cut taxes. We want prosperity. We want to say America's open for business again. We don't want to make you poor so you're controlled. I am an individual. No agencies, no connections, none of that. Just a real person fighting for 21 years. And over time, because of you, the audience, we built a network of people with the intelligence and the understanding to take action anywhere in the world and to feed key information back through the internet to where now we see Reddit and the Donald and thousands of other sites and groups putting out even better field intelligence than what the government agencies can do. We're in a war, folks, and I studied information war and how communists and others have been defeated. And I simply took that on air, reading books myself, because I sat there in college hearing how bad America was, how our founders were bad, how guns were bad, how families were bad, and how we were going to be broken. And I decided 25 years ago that I was going to get on air and I was going to come after them. Well, now a lot of other people are coming after the New World Order. And the tide's turning. They're scared. But here's the problem. They're planning something big. That's why they need to know. I was told over a year ago that WikiLeaks had all this extra data and that if it didn't defeat Hillary, it would all be brought out. If she would have gotten elected or stolen, it would have been released that week before she even, you know, get all of her news shutting down, the rest of it. Obama was going to start a war. They were going to clamp down on the press. They were going to do false flags. They had this whole thing planned. The problem is everything they do gets leaked. All their groups are penetrated. Their foreign merc groups are penetrated. The Islamic groups they bring in that the Justice Department orders FBI not to follow. The FBI is ignoring your orders. You are blown wide open. You're dead on arrival. You're bleeding out politically. The light's going out of your eyes. Realize you're politically dead. Back off now. Back off now before the real guns and hammers come out. You've only got a few days to signal this and then really do it. Because if you just signal you're going to halfway do it and then double cross like you always do, the hammer is out. It's over your head right now. Make one last move that's wrong. It's all going to be released on you. You understand? Now, most people are scared to get up on air and say all this. I will tell you what's really going on. And believe me, the White House is listening right now. I've been watching their body language, everything they're doing. They're scared because, let me tell you, what you just heard is the God's honest truth. I mean, the other stuff that reportedly WikiLeaks has got, it's just, you name it, it's there. When you read this, the stuff they've released, how nasty they are. I want to screw people over, make people poor. Oh, yeah. How do we make them desperate? Oh, yeah. It's like a bunch of demons competing with each other who could be the nastiest filth on earth. It's beyond any Hollywood movie you've ever seen. It is the worst of the worst. Imagine the best of the best creates a spirit of just being good and honorable and strong and winning. And they don't like that. These are little horrible creatures. Now, Dr. Steve Pachenik is going to join us. And she's really such big stuff on the show that the FBI shows up at his house or the CIA shows up at his house and says, you better shut up. But now there's so many people, as he says, upstairs that are fully behind defeating the globalists now that there has been a revolution inside these agencies to fully readopt Americana. It's not like they adopted something or Ron Paul or something that we just came up with. We never turned our back on America. I come from America. I didn't realize I just grew up out of what was left of it. I thought everybody was like this. And we're returning it. We're restoring it. And it's going to happen. And Russia knows that. That's why Russia's standing down when their airplanes are getting blown up every week. Their ambassadors are getting killed every week. Their diplomats are being killed almost every day. There's all sorts of stuff going on as they hold on trying to stop a war. The Chinese may start a war in the next 16 days. That's why they keep giggling and going, yeah, he's not in. Yeah, it's something with China. They're like, listen, Michael Moore, you piece of crap. Stop trying to sit around and pretend like you're some master villain. That's Soros. Okay? Stop it, but it's a bunch of Hollywood people and others playing God. I'm going to skip this network break so we have more time, and I'm going to just segue into something very, very exciting that we're going to break down here that I've been planning for months. We've got some B-roll we're going to roll. If you're a radio listener, you should go to InfoWars.com/show. We'll also archive this later today so people can see it. This is amazing. I've never carried guns and firearms accessories and body armor and things because it's a minefield. It's hard to get the best stuff. And the top companies can sell so much that they don't want to deal with it. But because of what's happened in the election and everything we've done and the connections we have, a lot of major defense contractors that have been lobbying to be able to get the stuff to the American people are now working with InfoWars. And the next day, I'm going to announce three. Well, two of them are big contractors. One of them is the original producing lowers that everybody else copies here in the United States. But two of them are big defense contractors with contracts, you name it. And you're about to get stuff for the first time only available to the military now, to the people of the United States. And Quentin Carter has been instrumental with all his contacts and all his tours in the military and Blackwater previously and other groups and the rest of it. And, of course, Patrick Rowley's been working hard on this as well. We got one big announcement now. Later in the third hour, another huge announcement that is just ginormous. But this one undoubtedly is the biggest. The future is here. Quentin, tell folks about it.
Basically, what we're bringing to the InfoWars team is a new line of dynamic, lightweight body armor. It's nanotube technology. It's created here in Texas. It is lighter, more flexible, easier to wear, more comfortable, and stronger than anything else on the market. We've went out and did some testing.
Obviously, they've been tested by the Department of Defense, everybody else, but we just did it for ourselves and for people to see it. And, it's better than what they even say.
Right. We originally found their claims, saw what they said. We were all kind of hesitant to believe that something so light, so flexible, could be so strong. So what we did is we went out, we asked others in the community, other special operations, to do some testing with us, and they came back with high regards. So we went out and did it among ourselves. We used different pistols, different calibers to test different pieces of the body armor to ensure that it was up to the high standards that we expect to carry here at the InfoWars store.
And I want to just make a point here. This is a unicorn, but so is a cell phone. So is penicillin if you didn't have it before 1944.
Absolutely.
This is the Buck Rogers development. This was developed in Texas, the University of Texas, over the last decade. And folks, we're talking about stuff that cost $150 for the lower price systems. It's insane. Folks are shooting these with what the Desert Eagle 50, and it's not going through. The Defense Department is getting them right now, and that's all obviously secretive. But we can say developing stuff that even stops high velocity rifle rounds. Right now, this is for up to what's the particular variance of the
50 AE?
Yeah, 50 AE. And we were shooting pistol ammo through carbines, and it wasn't going through as well.
So when we originally were talking to the manufacturing distributor, they were like, hey, the only people we're selling it to currently are law enforcement and Border Patrol. And we asked basically, can we get in this? We want to see it.
And we asked for the documents.
And we asked for the documents. And it's one of those things that's amazing. You know,
now, let's be clear. This is National Defense Labs. And then their subsidiary.
Citizen Armor.
Yeah, they're only letting us sell this to the public because they love us.
Yeah, and it's one of those. And again, you know, they sent us the video. Of course, you know, we saw the video. It's hard to believe on film. But
I cannot gush about this enough. People ask, what's all the secret stuff the military's got that nobody's heard about? and then it takes decades to get to the public.
No, I'll tell you,
this is it, folks. I mean, but what's insane is this is less than stuff that weighs 5 to 7 times more and does a better job. This is insane.
Now, Alex allows us to do some cool stuff frequently, but let me tell you, this is one of the funnest things I've been ever able to do, and it's one of those things that, I mean, heck, we're going to keep doing it, and as a new technology rolls out, we're going to blast it.
By the way, Pat never's a loss for words. He's doing a good job up here in front of about 1 million people watching probably right now.
I'm nervous, not.
No, you're doing a good job.
But the important thing is, why can I be nervous when I'm talking about products that are quality?
Or lucky leprechaun.
Absolutely. You want me to get my suit on?
Absolutely.
But, I mean, again, we've got all kinds of amazing products from Citizen Armor. We've got backpack inserts. We've got concealed vests. We've got tactical vests. We've got backpacks and hydration.
We have their entire line because it's only available from the Citizen's Armory. And us. And again, and again, they are just setting this up to begin getting it to the public. We are in at the very ground level. This has been around for over a decade in all sorts of, let's just say, clandestine things. But now it's moving in to the rifle rounds and being able to stop that. In fact, that's what they're looking at. Something twice as thick as this basically stops any rifle round. But they're not ready to say that yet. But you put this in the backpack. It has the backpack inserts. $150 for the small. It's $175 for the medium. What, $200 for the large?
Correct.
This is just insane. And let's be clear. This isn't one of these dummies that we've got when you're watching the video, where you shoot it and it's cosmetic or rubber and it closes up. This is Bob, the MMA dummy. My mom had one. She was into kickboxing, and I shot it up at a test we did. And then she said, "I want another one." And then I bought her a new Bob, and she didn't want it. She was out of boxing at that time. I guess she hurt her eye or something and got sick of it. So it's been sitting over there in the warehouse in the storage area for about 3 years. And so we got it. You took it out there. It's got one little knife when we were testing on it.
That's right.
And to be clear, the shirt on the other side, when we were shooting it with the pistol ammo in a carbine, which they claim it's not even rated to, was not going through. We had to cut out the slugs, but it did hit the shirt hard enough to make the shirt, the thin little tactical shirt, start deteriorating. So you'll feel like you got kicked by a mule like any other body
armor.
But
you won't be dead.
You won't be dead. I mean, it's incredible. Q, tell us about this, because I cannot hype how incredible, game-changing, over-the-top, insane, the low price, the fact that we've got the exclusive, the fact that they've got a huge factory right here in America, created and designed and discovered, invented in Texas. I mean, this is awesome. Born in Texas, made in America, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com right now.
I mean, it's unbelievable. It's a quarter inch thick. I mean, it's got a 20-year warranty. It's waterproof. You can wear it. It's comfortable. I mean, it's not bulky. I mean, that's the biggest, I think, intrigue for you, Alex.
The biggest thing for us is, unfortunately, we live in a society now where we need to be able to defend ourselves and our families at any time. And this is something that is so thin and so lightweight that we all
What's
carry
it like 4 pounds?
No,
not even that.
Pounds? Less than a pound.
Yeah, very light.
So when we say regular body armor is 5 times more, we're just, what is it, 10 times more heavy?
The backpack insert is probably significantly less lightweight than a typical laptop that would go in your bag.
So what's the tactical way?
The tactical vest depends different ways.
Maybe.
By the way, we have their full line. We have the systems where you can add augmented plates if you want.
That's correct.
Absolutely.
This is the insert that we field tested at 21 feet.
And by the way, it's almost twice the size of the regular plates.
Absolutely.
That's right. I'm not small at all, and you can see it covers my entire body.
How big a deal would this have been when you were in Afghanistan, when you were in Iraq, when you were in Africa, everywhere?
Well, it would have made him 50 pounds lighter.
It would have definitely made it a lot easier to operate.
Yeah, how much body armor did you wear then?
80, 85 pounds on a regular basis. So to be able to change from modern steel plates to something so lightweight, breathable, and flexible. Flexible is the big part. To be able to move without having a steel plate that basically restricts your movement as a whole is the big difference. But this is something that your children, your family can put in a backpack. They don't even know what it is. It doesn't alert your child. She doesn't think like, hey, something's wrong. Dad put something in my backpack that makes it heavy. You can put this in a backpack. She doesn't even know what it is. He doesn't know what it is. And in the case that there was ever something goes wrong, they simply put their backpack in front of them and move out.
I think you tell them, though, if somebody's running around with a gun, absolutely, cover your head up.
You know, absolutely. And you tell them, you know, if there's something happens here and you're leaving there, leave your backpack on. It'll protect your back. It protects your vital organs. We shot this with a 9mm plus P from 21 feet.
The reason it has cuts in it is you guys cut the. In fact, for TV viewers, there's some B-roll, but there's also audio we're going to play coming up. You can see where they dig the bullets out and cut the bullets out. It didn't even cut when it hit. It just goes and stops. And I've got some of the bullets right here.
To your left.
Where do I have them?
I mean, it's pretty cool, you know, sitting here digging it out
completely
with a knife.
Mushroom. Look at this. In fact, document camera out here, guys. Thanks. Keep going.
Yeah, so, I mean, again, it's pretty amazing. As of right now, they're field testing new fibers that's going to potentially stop up to 308 rounds. I mean, this is how impressive this new technology is. Nanotube technology, super thin, a quarter inch thick, very comfortable to wear.
I want to show folks, this is what was shot through your, it's not an MP5, what's it, it's a variant?
It's a SIG MPX, it's an MP5.
It's a SIG MP5, not a HK.
Correct.
And I don't know the different grips.
But I mean, look at this HydroShock, right?
Well, I mean, look, you shot it completely mushroom. That's a 90% mushroom.
Correct.
That's because it's the rifle.
And the video doesn't lie. I mean, I hated to cut this up, but I love to see that it stopped. I mean, I could feel through the armor with my fingers that the round completely stopped on the outside of the armor. I mean, completely amazing. Bob wasn't hurt. Don't worry. Bob's safe. He's home back here at InfoWars.
Somebody stabbed him, though. I saw that.
Well, we picked the hottest 9mm plus P rounds that we could find. We shot it with Full Metal Jacket. We shot it with Hornady Critical Defense.
It even broke the Full Metal Jacket.
Absolutely.
The 9mm and 40 stopped it at 21 feet.
Which shows that there was so much kinetic energy that the lead pushed through even the front of the brass when it ran to the nanotech tube.
And if you look at this, I mean, I don't want to...
We're always hearing nanotech can do all this incredible stuff.
But I barely had to open this.
And that's the one thing. Don't cut yours up if you shoot it, because obviously you don't want to breathe nanotech, okay? The point is...
And again, it will stop. It will make
you
safe.
This damage that was placed here is not any of it from being shot. That's from us wanting to recover the projectiles.
So 21st century's here.
It is.
Absolutely. Buck Rogers.
I mean, obviously, I've told you guys, and for years I've tried to get body armor companies, and it's either too much or we sell so much of it that they can't keep in supply, and then they use us to brand themselves, but then don't stay with us. We need to fund our operation selling things like water filters, body armor, seeds. Everything we sell is what we use that is the best that gives life.
And I think
this totally fits into that family. And then when I learned, Cube, from all your sources and contacts, that, you know, that these folks are patriots, that they want to work with us. This is a big deal. So I want to thank National Defense Laboratories for letting us do this deal.
Absolutely.
The other big deal is you're giving an introductory offer right now. We can't do this offer for long. I don't know how long you're going to keep this going, but these rates will go up. So they got to get them now.
Yeah, let's be clear that a lot of body armor groups put up 4 or 5 time markups. They went, one of the deals was they said, we want this to be affordable to everybody. We said, hey, match made in heaven. You know, we want you to have a moderate profit. We have some profit. This is not marked up very much, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, we're talking $150. I mean, that's crazy. I see people charging $300, $400 just for the plates and a little bag to hang it around your neck. I mean, that's crazy.
I mean, look at this concealed vest. Look how low profile this is. We have a shirt that goes over it like a typical workout shirt. But, I mean, look how thin this is.
We have the footage of us cutting into this and digging the bullets out. Can we show that?
But, I mean, again, show the good side that's not too shot up. Again, that is very thin. And, I mean, we were apprehensive when we saw this, even though the video obviously showed that it stopped the rounds. And when we shot this, we couldn't believe that we were shooting in the exact same spot the best that we could from 21 feet away, and it stopped the bullets repeatedly, one after one after one.
Sure. Well, we have the B-roll, too, because I know I saw it last night. It's at the end of the clip. Can we show at the end of the clip? It shows them digging the bullets out at the end of the clip.
You can also see where the round hit right here. You can see where it hit the foam. You can see where it started to penetrate the first layer of clothing.
Here, put it down here. This has better light.
And then you can see that it did not the very first layer
now,
of nanotech.
You guys are always calm about stuff and play stuff down, Q. I guess that's kind of the Army, you know, quite professional way. But you said when you talk to people that have been using this, actually testing it for years, and people that currently tested it for us, they didn't just say outstanding. I mean, what did they really say about this?
No, this is through the roof. They want to know how do they get it, where do they find it. A lot of my law enforcement official buddies want to know the same thing because they're wearing these big, heavy, bulky vests that don't work as well. So they're looking for something you can wear all day, 12 hours a day, in and out of a car.
And 90, you can look up the numbers, 90%+ of fatalities with guns when they're used in official crime, I think it's like 94, is pistols or shotguns. This stops that unless it's a slug.
I mean,
that's amazing. So they can wear this, and only somebody with a rifle round is going to get through it. And soon, then we'll have it. If it's available to civilians, they're not sure. We're going to have the stuff that's, I mean, unstoppable, basically.
And as you said, you know, we're walking through a landmine. We have people beating down our doors trying to get us to distribute and sell their products. And we don't want the regular stuff. We want the cutting edge, best of the best. By far, this is the most impressive that I have ever seen.
And it's less money than the other stuff out there that weighs 80 pounds.
We get tens of people calling us all the time saying, hey, distribute this product, sell this product for us. If it's crap, we don't touch it. This is the best.
Available at InfoWarsStore.com. Tactical nanotechnology body armor. Previously only available to military and law enforcement. Now exclusively available. It's been tested by the New Mexico State Police and a lot of others, and they are adopting it. And it's already being tested by the Pentagon, the rifle stuff, but they didn't want us to even get into that.
Well, and don't forget, you know, you bought a bunch of backpack inserts for your family, going to, you know, put them in everybody's backpack.
And you're funding the InfoWar that is defending this republic. Q, Pat, great job. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free.
We're
888-253-3139. Great job.
On the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Katie Armour raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 Steel Core Body Armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmour.com. C-A-T-I-Armour.com. Come and take it. We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Until the rebirth of the Republic. Stock market's up $1,200,000,000,000. Now over $100 billion in new investment announced for just this year. And it's begun. Trump is now demanding all the documents about the open borders and who was given what orders for the stand downs and to pass people in that had leprosy and TB, which is a felony. And the new attorney general is going to go after them. Jeff Sessions. They are crapping their pants. And with 16 days left, they're trying to start a war with Russia. They're trying to turn jihadis loose all over Europe and the United States. This is a dangerous time to be alive, but also a very exciting time to be alive. I've got a lot of sources, as everybody knows. I'm not bragging. We broke the Benghazi first with Colonel Schaefer and many others. like Dr. Steve Pachinik, Tosh Plumlee, from the guy on the C-130, so the guy, you know, who's been high up in government agencies, you name it. We're going to him here in just a moment. But from my sources, and I mean a lot of them, and I've been getting this for over a year. In fact, I had sources over a year ago. Alex, it's not the Russians, because I was asking. They go, no, it's U.S. intelligence agencies. We even know who. Now we've had British ambassadors and others that have gone to New York, gone to D.C., met with the actual leakers. The leakers represent the U.S. intelligence agencies. Dr. Steve Pachinik, who has his sources, obviously, was able to come on before the election and say, this is a counter coup. That is correct. It's happening. And now they're waiting. If Obama does much more, and if Hillary and Soros do much more, and they're crazy, if they do much more, then they're going to release Hillary and the Council on Foreign Relations with Kerry 4+ years ago, branding al-Qaeda as ISIS. They're going to release stuff from the last year where they've been caught commanding the ISIS forces and giving intelligence to them, which our military already knows is going on. It's all going to come out. Narcotics trafficking, money laundering, 30 years of the Clintons being on the communist Chinese payroll from the time they worked with Don Tyson, who was heavy in with the Chi-Coms as well. So you want it all to come out, Democratic Party? Look, you want it all to come out. It's about to come out. And the Republican establishment is just as bad. It's all the same group. They're trying to block Trump. You've got that weasel running around, the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, saying, I agree, it's the Russians. We need to, you know, get tough on them, and they might have helped Trump. This is the most treasonous garbage. All that ever happened was what Dr. Pachinik said and what Tosh Plumlee said and what Colonel Schaefer said, and then all the folks I talked to off record, including generals that you see Trump putting in. And Cy Hirsch coming on here a year ago to give a nod to the audience and the rest of the media and say, this is accurate information. The only Russian operation that there's been was that our military and the Joint Chiefs said, we're telling Obama this isn't happening, and we've been given tacit approval to block it, because Obama knew he couldn't just give an order saying, oh yeah, let ISIS run wild. So Obama acted like he was going to go along with this while the whole time trying to sabotage it. That's now come out. New York Times sat on it for a year. WorldNet Daily has it. It's now on Infowars.com. We can put the headline up there for everybody right now. Leaked audio. Obama wanted ISIS to grow. Well, hell, the CFR 4 years ago had the headline, why we need al-Qaeda in Syria. Their problem was we were exposing it was al-Qaeda, so they changed the name to their Islamic State. So, former head of psychological warfare for multiple agencies, a best-selling author, co-wrote books with Tom Clancy, you name it, produced Hollywood films. He's also developed a lot of great nutraceuticals. He's basically done it all. Another Americana Renaissance person, and that's Dr. Steve Pachinik, who, again, has really laid out. I remember 6 years ago, he said, there'll be de-evolution of the states. This whole globalism is going to fall apart across the world. It'll be dead within, you know, 5-10 years, and it's happening. And I tell you, he was the first I heard that was this optimistic. It's happening now. I mean, it's clear the tidal surge has happened. A huge fourth turning is here. It's a mega turning, I believe. The establishment that is mentally ill, like Soros, just needs to go away. We don't want to have to bring all this stuff out. And I'm just an average citizen here who focuses on this. Like, the average guy can be an expert on football or baseball, because that's what they're into. I don't know anything about football or baseball now, even though I played, you know, football and baseball. I used to watch it and go to see the Cowboys play when I was a kid. I don't know anything about it. I know all about this. And you see, the agencies know about all this, and the military and the police and smart people are tuned in now. It doesn't matter if half the public can't find their ass with both hands. I feel sorry for them. The thinking public does and understands what's going on. So Dr. Pachinik, again, is a psychiatrist, medical doctor, Harvard, MIT, a whole nine yards, been all sorts of covert operations. One of the founders was General Boykin and Schumacher of Delta Force. And I've got all my other big sources in the military. They say, no, this guy's the real deal, a rock star. And he doesn't like to hear that, even though the pedigree. It's like, I was going to get Chuck Yeager on about 2 years ago. I got contacted by one of his family. He lives in Houston. He goes, Chuck likes your show. He'd like to come on. But he'd like to come on and talk about some of these issues he's having. And then his lawyer got involved, and then Chuck didn't come on, which is fine. Most of my audience says, who's Chuck Yeager? This guy that broke the sound barrier, World War II, Ace, all this stuff. So it's kind of crazy because I don't get excited meeting some Hollywood person. They're super boring. But somebody like Pachinik, who's lived all this history, or Tosh Plumlee, that sat around drinking tequila and smoking cigars with Castro in 1957 when he was CIA. I mean, that's cool. Okay? But it's like, just another old man. Well, this is such epic history. I haven't talked to you in weeks. I don't even know your particular view on this. I know we've got the same sources. It was you over a year ago said, Alex, it's not the Russians. It's the WikiLeaks has gotten more. If they don't back off, it'll come out. You were one of my sources. But now it's confirmed. They're waiting to release even more the next few days. If Obama and Hillary and Soros don't signal that they're going to stand down and stop trying to start a war with Russia and fake hack attacks they claimed had happened on the power plants last week, even MSM exposed the Washington Post and said that was fake news. So I'm now seeing a lot of MSM start going Trump's way, understanding that the Trump card is there, not just in name, but in reality. Now, I haven't talked to you in weeks. Is that accurate from your perspective, your sources, and where we are, the ongoing counter coup by the intelligence agencies and the American people against the globalist hijacking system?
Yes. To put it bluntly, it's quite accurate, Alex. As to the pedigree, let's just keep it. I'm an American citizen, a veteran, who really cared about our country. And as I said before, it really started with 9/11, continued on with the Clintons, continued on with Bush Jr., continued with Obama. Obama came in as an affirmative action candidate created by the CIA, as I've said. He had no experience, he's had no accomplishments, and he has created absolutely nothing but a disaster around the world. Those people who worked with me quietly and those people who understood the integrity of the Republic was paramount allowed me to say, we're going to do a counter coup. We were waiting for Hillary to do exactly what she did. I've said from the very beginning that Hillary was not as bright as everybody thought, nor were her advisors. When she fell into the trap that we said, and actually you said as well, that she's not competent, that she really has no idea of what she's doing, that she's physically and mentally not capable of being the president of the United States, she went after you. And that's exactly what we expected would happen. What was stupid was to really say that Alex Jones and the people behind it, i.e. myself and others.
Exactly, because I mean, we all privately talked. That was our goal. I can't believe they took the bait, proving she shouldn't be president.
They did, Alex. And in the world of intelligence, quite frankly, that is pretty pathetic. That's a what we call a jump shot. It was the easiest thing in the world. But more importantly than that, the people who I deal with, now remember, I do not get paid, I do not represent any official organization, I am simply a citizen of the United States, it's as simple as you can make it. They gave me the go-ahead to say, okay, we're going to dump emails that have relevance to Hillary, to Comey, to the CIA, and to a whole group of individuals who will be compromised. And I told that before it happened. The Russians were not involved in that. Putin has better things to do than to mess around with our election. He had nothing to do with it. And basically, it was completely created by those of us who wanted to see the integrity of the Republic reinstated. And Trump would come in with a new way of dealing with the Republic and with the people who were involved in a lot of chicanery. And as you see now, Trump did something no other president has done. He literally cleared out the Republicans who tried to get rid of an ethics committee. Now, Julian Assange, I do not know him. I have never met him. I will tell you, he is a patriot of this country. He allowed his services to be used by those people who I dealt with and who were concerned as I was concerned, and he was the venue. When he says repeatedly that the Russians were not involved, that no Republican or Democratic Party was involved, take his word for it. Now, I couldn't have come on to your show weeks beforehand to say, look, Hillary and the Democrats have created a coup. It's called a civilian coup. We, in turn, those of us who are concerned, I did not delineate any group or any individuals involved, will create a counter coup. How that came about was a surprise to everybody, and that was the leakage of all this email to you, to the country. But remember, you are the spearhead of much of what's happened. I know you don't like to be lauded, but it is true. Your show and your voice was an important element to spear our discontent and our anger through into something that was constructive. And the constructive part was to get rid of the corruption in the CIA, the corruption in the intelligence community, the corruption in the DNI, the corruption in the civilian sectors, and the corruption in Congress and in the candidates who were running. That happened. Now, what they're waiting for is Trump to really bring in the axe.
I understand, but let's talk about this point before you go there. And I believe Trump's going to try to deliver. They know he's moving to deliver. That's why they're so scared. 15 and a half days. Clearly, they're going to still try to go after him after that. From my sources, and I haven't talked to you about this too much, but I'd like you to get into the Hillary and the China connection. I know you can talk about that, or hopefully you will, that it's known. It got so outrageous that she was just like openly an agent of China on the phone and emails, you know, with the president of China doing all this horrible stuff behind the scenes, that it just went too far. And then their decision to try to shut down the free press coming in this year, last year. I mean, it just, the chatter got so authoritarian that people realized they had to move. Plus the arrogance, as you said, the fact that it's known she's had the brain tumors, had them removed. The Secret Service says, just follow her around. She's falling down all the time. 1 month after we broke that, she fell down. They said, yeah, follow the black ambulance. Well, boom. Our reporters caught her falling down for over an hour or 45 minutes in Ohio a week before she fell down. They're inside of a medical tent with them, running around with body armor and Secret Service. So, again, it's the insanity of King George III is what I'm seeing here. People had to do this, but expanding on that now, Dr. Pashenik, just like I know before the election, they told you, it doesn't matter. We're going to block this move. Hillary's going to win. They're going to steal the states. We probably talked about that. I said, it doesn't matter. The tsunami's going to be so big, they're going to block that. It happened. But I'm telling you now, because I know you're feeling confident, they're moving against Trump right now. Their body language, their behavior, everything they do, they broke the deal. I happen to know that the Trump people talked to Podesta and, of course, to Obama that night. Trump said that when he took to the podium. There's been a lot of negotiation, a lot of things happening. They said, look, we know you tried to steal it. We know you failed. Just end it now. More WikiLeaks are coming out. Not that Trump's involved, but he knows from his intelligence sources. You need to stop. They blinked, but only to get time to grab sand and throw it in our eyes and come back on the attack. They just bought time. Now, everything they've done is to block Trump, the fake recounts that only gave him more votes with their shill, Jill Stein. They're going after the electors, all of it. Now they're saying the Russians are hacking power plants. Now they're saying get ready for blackouts during the election or during the inauguration. I'm telling you, I smell and see not just scorched earth sabotage as Trump about to take office. I see real moves and a venom now in their step and their eye that I think they're going to go for the jugular.
You may be right. I don't disagree. But when you're when one is incompetent like Hillary and those who surrounded
Soros.
Her, well, and Soros himself, the what we call in the Judenrat, the Jew who worked with the Nazis, and you made that very clear. When you have those kind of people, we're not concerned because they've already been eviscerated. And when I say eviscerated, I mean intellectually, emotionally, the entire DNC is non-existent. They literally have no recourse to anything. They can do whatever they want. At this point of time, Trump talked to Mr. Slim, who owns the New York Times. What happened after that meeting? What happened after that meeting, the New York Times indicted and convicted this administration for having had the most severe suppression of writers and leakers that has ever occurred. In other words, the New York Times themselves came up and said, Hillary, Obama, and this entire group has convicted more whistleblowers, more journalists than all of the administrations put together. And in fact, one of the Washington Post editors who was involved in Watergate said that this administration is far worse than what Nixon was. So what you're seeing now is a counterattack to each one of those elements, taking down the New York Times, taking down the Washington Post, taking down CNN, taking down Fox. Now Megan is going to, you know, wherever, NBC, but they're not relevant. The most important issue that we have brought across, and you said, is the fact that now you have become the major voice of what is called the alternative media. In reality, the alternative media is the media because the internet became our tool.
And that's why they try the psyop of saying we're fake news and have the arrogance to pass a law putting intelligence agencies over the FCC next year. But that only means if Obama would have gotten in or Hillary would have stayed in or whatever. I mean, that's not going to work when those very agencies know what's happening.
No, and not only is it not going to work, Obama has no legacy. What happened is we literally stripped him of any credibility and legitimacy, which he never had from the beginning. When he first came in, I said, this is a man who's created by the CIA, John Brennan, and a bunch of morons to compensate for the fact that the agency had brought us into 9/11 and that they were involved. So in their thinking, they thought a Muslim or a mulatto individual with no background and a history of homosexuality can be exceedingly vulnerable and controllable. They brought him in. He had no history of accomplishment, no history of having been anywhere other than with Peter Geithner in overseas in some posts. The truth of the matter is he accomplished nothing. The scandals that he incurred were phenomenal. Sandy Hook, Osama bin Laden nonsense, Libya. He created such a problem in Libya that today we cannot handle it.
Right, let me throw this in. I totally agree with you. As you said, we see a sudden turn at the New York Times. They say the wreckage of Obama is now being swept away. As soon as the Washington Post, that's still being loyal to Soros, with Bezos, attacking with fake news, MSM shooting it down now. And so we can see the real break away is now happening. It's very exciting.
Alex, again, I know you don't like to be lauded, but again, it goes to the issue that you and I have talked about and have been involved for over 14 years. When you see the predominant leaders of high-tech companies, including Jeff Bezos, sitting next to Trump, that's the kiss of death for anybody who thinks that they're going to attack Trump through the Washington Post. Similarly, Trump went to Slim, Carlos Slim, and that was the kiss of death with anybody on the Democratic side or the left wing to think that they're going to use the New York Times. So what Trump has done, he's very bright and very strategic. He's literally negated and obviated any ability of the mainstream media to come after him with any credibility. So what's happened is, thanks to your show and thanks to others, the media that's becoming alternative, i.e. the New York Times, the Washington Post, they're all attacking Obama. For the first time, I read that Obama is worse than Nixon in terms of Watergate.
That's right. The flip started about a week ago?
Correct. It literally, that's exactly right. So you can almost calculate from the pictures where Trump is sitting down with others who is going to be co-opted. And in turn, Bezos was co-opted. Slim is co-opted.
So we see the Washington Post run a giant false flag on Friday saying the Russians try to take down the East Coast power grid. And then within hours, it's debunked by InfoWars and Drudge, and then MSM jumps on the back. Normally, they'd say we were lying and defend each other. They're not doing it. Does that show maybe Bezos hasn't gotten the orders to his own minions at the Washington Post? Because we know nobody's got more CIA people in at the Washington Post.
Well, they may have CIA, but the key element here when Trump...
No, I know, but I mean leftist foundation operatives that happen to have a CIA name.
I understand, but the point is the CIA is irrelevant. That's why Michael Flynn has been put into the White House. That's why you're going to have a military man in the CIA Pompeii, and you're going to have a military man as Secretary of Defense. It's not for us to go to war. It's simply for us to negate any of the nonsense that civilians who've never been in war, who have created war, will be neutralized.
Exactly. We've got a bunch of trendies trying to play at war, and they've wrecked the country in the process.
Correct. Now you got it. And that's exactly what happened with Bill Clinton, what happened with Bush Jr., affirmative action for stupidity and spoilage, a guy who had no idea what he was doing, attacked our own country to go to war in Iraq, which was a disaster. Now we have a bigger disaster. Obama has no idea what to do with a 500,000 people that he helped to kill in Syria and 1 million refugees that he facilitated by his inaction and inability to think strategically and tactically. This is an indictment of Obama, his White House, His White House is, again, a repetition of the inept and happens to be affirmative action. Susan Rice, she's black. Valerie Jarrett, she's black. You go on. I mean, when you have affirmative action, whether it's again for blacks or whites, you mitigate the issue of competency. If competency,
you're just talking about nepotism.
Well, it's not only nepotism.
It's like political nepotism. George W. or Loretta Lynch. These are obviously idiots.
Correct. But when you have that kind of nepotism and you have that kind of discrimination saying, oh, nepotism and affirmative action and being a woman is more important than competency, then you lose the credibility of the republic. And that's what I was fighting for. And that's what you were fighting for. And that's what our military men were fighting for. Why the military? Because like physicians, the military is socialized to be a profession. That is, you don't make mistakes. You just don't cavalierly send people into war so they can die. You have a guy like James Mathis who's called Mad Dog, but in fact, he's so far more intellectual than any other Secretary of Defense we've had. It's completely absurd. When you think of Gates and you think of Cohen and you think of Rumsfeld, these are morons. These are guys who were pathetic individuals who worked on the issue of pandering and then getting their job because they were on the opposite side or they pandered their way through. Those days of pandering, those days of the politician, they're coming to an end. I will make another prediction. Because of the internet, we will devolve power from the federal government back to the states, back to the counties, and we will start eliminating the need for senators and congressmen. They have been wasting our money, wasting our time, and in fact have become an impediment to the rule of government.
They've turned into regional czars.
That's correct. Or, as I would call it, a nursing home for those who can't work anywhere else. It's become pathetic. And so, no matter whether you're Republican or Democrat, you have people like James McDermott, who I hired, was a psychiatrist for children and adults, a total disaster when I put him into the field. A complete disaster as a psychiatrist and regional medical officer. But nevertheless, he got elected through the Boeing Corporation in the Washington State.
Well, let me ask you a bunch of quick questions before you got to leave us, Dr. Steve Machinick at stevemachinick.com. Okay, I agree with you that I'd say it's 70-30. We're doing really good right now. It looks like Trump will try to deliver. The economy's already turning back on. But they're trying to raise rates prematurely to try to sabotage that, I think. There's still a lot of problems. Like the Republican establishment is just as bad as the Democratic establishment. They're just as, quite frankly, doddering. Even if they're young, they're just a bunch of country club, you know, people that just go to events parties and run around on red carpets all day. I mean, they're the most selfish, narcissistic, materialistic, empty idiots I've ever seen. And they're busy attacking Trump behind the scenes, going after him as a Russian agent, trying to block all this free market stuff because they've got all their crony deals. I mean, I don't think Trump is anywhere out of the woods. I mean, I agree. He's got the momentum. It's just a dangerous time.
I agree with you in many ways, Alex. But what Trump understands and what Obama did before him is the fact that the executive orders are going to basically obviate the need for Congress. If Republicans don't come into step with Trump, they are going to lose and they will be co-opted. So
there's a new aggression in the country when it comes to getting our nation back. And Congress has to know this whole plan, when these bad, corrupt people do stuff, they're the ones that wanted all this spy grid. It's going to be used against them now, and they're going to have stuff leaked on them. They're going to have Project Veritas go after them. We're not going to stop till we make this country great again.
Correct. But remember, what Trump did was to bring Ms. Chow, CHO, back in again, who is the wife of Mitch McConnell, which gives the warning to Mitch McConnell, clean up your act or get out. And basically, Trump has made it very clear, you either step in line with him or you're out, and you won't be involved. And so
we've got to get rid of Paul Ryan because he's still weaseling around.
Paul Ryan is nothing more than a kind of a policy wonk who has nothing else to do, never created a business, never did anything.
I'll tell you what, do five more minutes with us if you can. Dr. Shimshik's our guest. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. We are restoring the Republic right now, and we've got the highest quality nanotech body armor exclusively available right now. You need it. It funds our operation. Get it.
Visit GCNLive.com today.